One of the Czech companies which successfully launched an operation in China is the machine tool producer DOS Warenstorf. In 2006, the firm invested some 2.5 million euro to form a joint venture company, DOS Kunming. In this edition of Marketplace, the firm's financial director Stanislav Linz talks about doing business in China, hiring Chinese employees, and how the Czech government supports Czech business in that country. Jan Richter sat down with Mr. Linz and first asked him how his company first set up its base in Kunming.
We approached one of the biggest industrial group in China, producing machine tool, which is sitting in north of China, north of Beijing, in Shenyang. But this group, one of the biggest groups, as I said, in China, recommended to us their daughter company, which is situated in Kunming. That's why we started our production in Kunming.
So how did the original decision to launch an operation in China, generally speaking, why did you go for that?
Well, even this 6-10 years ago, we decided in Wandsdorf that we should go to China due to the fact that China, even on this years, 10 years ago, started to be very strong production base for the heavy industry. And our machines, they have special use in the heavy industry, in the production of vessels, motors, big cranes, and so on. Yeah. So that's why we decided to go to China, to be closer to our clients.
So how important is the Chinese part of your business to the mother company back in the Czech Republic? In other words, was the original investment of some 2.5 million euro, was it worth it?
Definitely, the investment was very good investment. I would say that's already paid up, and I would say that our part in China market, it's very important. We used to produce in Kunming around 25-30 machines per year, which is quite interesting. And for us, generally for TOS Warenstorf, the China becomes the third biggest market after Europe and after Russia.
How difficult was it to find a partner there? You said you approached one of the major Chinese metalworking chains. How difficult was the process?
Well, this group helped us a lot, definitely. We finalized the investment with their daughter company in Kunming. So it was perfect. And back after the starting the production, they helped us also to sell the product in the Chinese market. It's very difficult for the investor to sell the product in China market directly. Definitely, basically the Chinese, they want to buy from Chinese. Mm. They don't want to buy from us. So we must have the network of salesmen, sales companies. So basically we use the existing network of sale offices in China of the mother company.
You said in one interview that a key factor in succeeding in China was the right choice of employees. Well, how challenging is it to find the right employees for such a firm as yours?
It's very important. The right employees, they are the base, very, which is the pillar of the working in the company. Yeah? I would say that you must take care about both. It means about in our case the Czech employees and both and the Chinese employees as well. It's very difficult to find a Czech employee which would be which could fulfill all the requirements. Yeah? It means the speaking Chinese, have some economy knowledge, some machinery knowledge, everything to be accepted by the Chinese, to know Chinese philosophy a little bit, to know a little bit Chinese, maybe to know how to move inside. Yeah? Mm. It's more like diplomacy. Mm. It's very difficult to find such kind of people. Yeah? And also in the Chinese part, it's also very difficult. You should have the people which are reasonable, which can understand what you are talking about, and which they could understand what you want. Basically, they must want to understand. Some of the people, they don't want to understand.
So do you leave this part to your Chinese partner, or do you oversee the process as well?
Well, due to the fact that it's 50-50, it's one of the very, very important points in the company. And I would say that sometimes we have succeed to push our opinion. Sometimes we didn't succeed. Hmm.
Well, one of the reasons why European and, you know, Western, basically, companies established their factories in China was, of course, the low cost of labor. But that seems to be changing. Is that becoming a problem for TuS Varnsdorf?
I would say no. You are right that the situation is changing very fast and a lot. The salaries in China is growing very, very fast, and you must follow this trend, otherwise you would be refused in the market, yeah, like some enemy or something like this, yeah. But from the other side, there is still the possibility, there is still room for some games, for some movement of salaries, for some other steps which can help you to make the profit. It means not all depends on the salaries. Yeah? So a lot of things depends on organization of the labor, organization of the work. So you can take from one side of the business and you can put it to other side. So it's, as I said before, it's the game, it's the policy, it's the diplomacy. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you find dealing with communist authorities anyway? Czechoslovakia, of course, was a communist country. I suppose one of the reasons why you kept the Czech abbreviation TOS in the name of the company is to sort of highlight the tradition. But do they also, are they also aware of the political changes and that the Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic today is no longer a communist country? How do they feel about that?
Yes, they still remind the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia generally, not Czech Republic. Due to the fact that in early 50s, it means 1951-2-3, the Czechoslovakia, former Czechoslovakia, offered some big help to China, speaking about the machinery. Czechoslovakia in this time sent some hundreds of machines to China. I don't know if it was paid or was some gift, I don't know. But from this time, the China reminds, remember the brand TOS, remember the other brands as well as Smeral and so on. Hmm. So we are using still this like our recommendation from our fathers and grandfathers. Dealing in China with the state-owned companies, it's very difficult. But if you succeeded, you won a lot. Yeah, we have succeeded one big company, China Railways, and from 4 years ago we started to deliver to the factories owned by this huge big state company, and we succeed to sell, I don't know, 10, 15 machines per year, which is very good business.
Is corruption a big issue in China? It's on the Transparency International Corruption Perception Index. China is even lower than the Czech Republic, interestingly. Is that an issue in doing business in China?
Good question, but I don't know how to answer. I would say that, yes, corruption is over there also, but it is other type of corruption than in comparison with Czech Republic or Europe generally. The corruption is shared by a lot of people. It means not big deal is done by one man. They are sharing the money which they got.
Well, the Czech government emphasizes the need to direct Czech exports to other places outside the European Union, which now takes the bulk of Czech exports, of course. And TuS Varnsdorf is usually highlighted as one of the success models. How do you find the Czech government support in exporting your business and doing business in China?
Czech government doesn't support us at all. I would say maybe I have good support from Chinese embassy in China. Yes, the Czech people over there, they are helping us a lot. But speaking about the government, not at all, due to the fact that if I compare what Germany is doing, we have now June, I would say, or early June. And this year was two times already Ms. Merkelová in China, in official business visit, together with Chinese, with German banks, German companies. From Czech Republic, I don't know who was there or not. We don't know it. Nobody is telling us. And I would say that the Czech Republic has just now the worst name from the former communist countries in China, in all the countries.
Why do you think that is?
We are very active in supporting the Tibet, we are very acting to recommend some things to them. If I compare it with United States, so they are basically every month is somebody from top level government in China, and they don't say nothing about these things basically. So they are very sensitive on this point, you know, and more we are a very small country. They don't need us. We need them. And we are playing the role like big players, so we are not.